Now, do you watch the Great British Bake Off? What do you think of it generally? Is it something that totally, utterly and completely floats your boat? Well, tonight the show is having its first ever special vegan episode. And that means baking without any milk, any cream, any butter, any custard, any eggs, meringue. What are you putting in this stuff? So how is this possible? Apparently that's going to be some challenge. I want to speak now on the programme to Dave Radley, who is very much across all of this, and someone who certainly knows about cooking for vegans, and it's the chef, of course, who is one of the people who is outstanding when it comes to, I suppose, understanding the great world of cooking. Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
The cooking for vegans, I can understand buying for vegans because it's available on the shelves, but cooking for vegans, that's a heck of a challenge.
It can be, but it can also be something really exciting and creative. And for anyone who's a foodie, you know, it's quite a good thing to delve into. And it's not as hard as you think. It's really not as hard as you think because there's a lot of help out there.
So how do you do it without milk and cream and butter and custard and meringue and eggs and the other things that we so readily reach for when we're skilled in the kitchen, or that I watch other people reach for?
Well, some things are really easy. So, you know, almond milk or soy milk or oat milk is a straight swap for dairy milk. Other things can be a little bit trickier. So eggs, there's various things that we can use to substitute eggs. So flaxseed, banana, aquafaba, which is the water from a can of chickpeas. There's a few different things that we can use. But I always recommend that people don't just do, you know, their normal traditional, you know, Granny's Victoria sponge and do a straight swap. You go out there and you look for a vegan specific recipe and you use that.
Now, you, of course, have been vegan most of your life, all of your life, years and years anyway.
Nearly 24 years, and unfortunately I'm significantly older than that.
And the whole just good food thing that you're across, so many people are buying into this. The dairy industry, the farming industry must be quaking in their boots.
Well, some are, and some have done a very, very clever thing and actually started producing dairy-free alternatives as well.
Yeah, well, can they follow? You know, can they swing round and be with the new movement in eating if you are a farmer?
Well, some people have. You know, not many, but some people have been very clever, and you know, they've seen the sales, you know, the way that they're going, and they've moved their interest in dairy farms over to almond, oat, soy milk, you know, that type of thing. But of course, you know, it isn't that nobody is not consuming dairy milk anymore. It's just that people are looking for alternatives and options.
Is it a healthy way to go long term, considering how much credence we give to dairy products, to healthy eating, to building up your bones, to your calcium, to your strength, your proteins, and so on and so forth? We're a nation that loves a steak. We love eating grilled fish. We're an island nation. Fish just seems like such an obvious thing to be embracing. The E-numbers that come in certain mixes of foods have to be diluted by eating real food, proper food, traditional food, Irish food, British food. Like, veganism is so new to here. It's like hippie food. It's for thin people, gaunt people, people with rings around their eyes.
Well, not these days. Maybe, you know, 20, 30 years ago it was. But nowadays we have vegan athletes. In fact, some of my clients are vegan athletes. I'm pretty healthy and not sallow-skinned at all. And we come in all shapes and sizes. I mean, one thing that I would say about, you know, a vegan diet, just because you're vegan doesn't mean that everything that you're eating is really healthy. You know, crisps are vegan and chips are vegan, and if you lived on a diet then you'd be very unhealthy. But if people can eat a plant-based whole foods diet where they're mainly cooking from scratch, then they'll be a lot healthier.
And do you think the Great British Bake Off people will find it difficult on the TV?
I don't think so. I think that the way that those people probably think about baking and how creative they are and being able to kind of like dissect recipes and put them back together, they shouldn't really have too much of a problem. But I think, you know, the vegan thing has really taken hold in the UK because, you know, I heard on the news yesterday about, you know, climate change and that, you know, we've really got to step up our game. And apparently in the UK, you know, the majority of us are really for that. And becoming vegan is one of the best things that you can do for the environment.
There's no doubt it is growing and growing. And if all the cows disappeared off the planet, the environment would be a much better place because it's the exhausts of the cows that are doing the greatest damage to the ozone layer, along, of course, with the exhausts of cars. But do you see a future where there aren't herds of cattle? And we've all gone down the vegan road like 50 years from now, even less than that?
I'm not sure if it will be 100%, but I think, you know, maybe 80%, and that's not saying that 80% of us will be vegan, but 80% of our diets will constitute vegan food, just because of the inevitable rising prices of meat, the health concerns over dairy, etc. And a lot of people are now they're quite happy to be what we call flexitarian, so, you know, have vegan or vegetarian food Monday to Friday, and then at the weekend have non-vegetarian and non-vegan food.
Do you know,
might see a shift like that.
Sure. I must say, 20 years ago, I would have thought you were talking baloney, and now I totally agree. I agree with you. I absolutely do. And, you know, I have to say that all things considered, you know, this is the way that we are going. Thank you very much for your time, Dae. Thank you.
No problem at all. Thank you.
Chef Dae Radley from the Just Good Food program. She's been vegan for 24 years, and the Great British Bake Off, they're going to put them to the challenge tonight. So good luck to them.